It's fall. Time to get focused, gear up, and get ready at Cabela's Fall Great Outdoor Days. Save 30% on select Herder's hunting boots and waders. Get $50 off a Diamond Infinite Edge Pro Bow Package. 20% off all in-stock Barnes ammo. And take 30% off Cabela's camp kitchens, furniture, and cots. Fall is here, so don't miss Cabela's Fall Great Outdoor Days. In-store and at Cabela's.com.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mood whenever I hear that song. Thank you for tuning in to the Women Are Worthy radio show. My name is Jacqueline Charles, and I'm the host of the show. I just want to let you guys know that I created this platform to shine the light on communities in the area. We have amazing people doing wonderful things. We rarely hear about them. So that's why I created this platform, to basically amplify their voices. We are available for bookings for moderating panel events, motivational speaking, health and wellness, relationships, and marriage seminars. The booking information is womenareworthy@att.net or 770-480-2269. If you're not following us, please follow us on Instagram and Facebook. Our handle is Women Are Worthy Radio. Twitter, we are womenare_worthy. Okay, now that I got housekeeping out of the way, I am so excited tonight. Our guest tonight is Miss Donna Flagg. I love this lady, and I'll tell you why I'm feeling this lady and digging this lady. She's a chick, okay? I'm from New York, and I love using that word chick. Not derogatory. I'm using this in a positive. To me, it's positive. I'm a vegan, so I want to be careful of what goes into my body and on my body. Donna Flagg has created a safe and dynamic product for everyone. This lady has a long career in the beauty business. She's worked for iconic brands such as Donna Karen, Chanel, Shishi Poo Poo, Chanel, okay, Barney's New York, and Nair's. And Donna decided to leave corporate life to return to her previous life as a dancer. She is a dancer. She created a product that's called Lastix. It's a popular dance stretch. And a few years later, she decided to create a body line. You know, it's a non-toxic body product, and it's designed for people with active lifestyles. I'm not even going to get into, you know, because I have some stuff written that I'm going to do. I'm just going to speak from the heart. This woman, the products that she created, the deodorant, it's phenomenal. And I know you guys are used to are used to me using the word phenomenal and amazing, but you guys know when I say it, I mean it. So I had the opportunity to try the Body Line, the deodorant, and it was the honeysuckle. I don't know about you ladies, but I'm going to keep it real. I don't perspire. I sweat, okay? Yes, I sweat. Well, I actually use the product, and I'm going to talk about that a little later. But without further ado, I want to introduce, and I'm honored to have Miss Donna Flagg. Hello, Donna.
Hi, Jackie. Thank you for such a lovely introduction.
Honey, please. My husband loves you because I am not sweating anymore. I can do the P word. I can perspire like a lady now.
Right, and it smells good.
Honey,
that's what I say. We may still sweat,
right,
but your sweat's going to smell amazing, right?
I know, right? It's like, you know, I on this show, I don't know why I say things, but it's the truth, you know, and I'm going
right.
to keep it real. I'm not going to pretend that I don't, you know, I perspire. No, I sweat.
Right.
It's the summer. It's hot as heck in Georgia. It's like a heat wave. We're at the hundreds, and I don't want to have to worry about, okay, am I going to have pick marks on the, you know, when I'm wearing something, you
right.
know, the stain when I'm wearing something, or if I'm going to have BO, because I'm always walking around with deodorant. Did I just say that out loud on the radio? Yeah, I'm human, you know. So anyway, you know, when I want to thank Nat from Barry's Bootcamp, who really made the introduction and told me that, you know, told us on social media that your products are doing are very good. Now,
yeah.
I have to classes, and she does Barry's Bootcamp. So if Nat says it, I know it has to be true.
Right,
because
she's working out way harder than I am.
I'm not going to say anything because I don't want my trainer to hear anything. So I want to, you know, dive right into, you know, the questions. Donna, you were in the beauty business. Why did you feel the need that you had to develop a non-toxic line of body products? I'm interested to know why.
Well, firstly, because it was very personal, I became very ill, and I was in my 40s, my mid-40s, and as you know, I'd spent a whole career in the beauty business, and becoming that ill that young took me by surprise, and it was initially food issues, and I mean, at the end of the day, it was kind of a total meltdown. I had digestive meltdown, a reproductive meltdown, but at the end of the day, one of the key issues was estrogen. And as I started to research and learn about estrogen, I saw that not just in our food, because the first thing I had to do was my diet. The first thing I had to do was clean up the food and, A, learn how to cook, learn how to read labels. I had never done any of it. And what I started to see after I got the food thing under my belt was our products. And because I was in the business, I had enough makeup and body lotion to choke a pig here in my home. Like, I just it collected over the years. And I really, I mean, I knew, I also worked for Philosophy, I worked directly for that founder. And so I learned a lot there. But I really didn't understand the estrogen thing. And I didn't understand the degree to which these chemicals mimic estrogen in our bodies. And I had it with endometriosis, and I still have it, and I'm still finding stuff that's mimicking estrogen. I'm still trying to get it out. But, you know, estrogen grows things. So it's fibroids, it's endometriosis, it's breast cancer. It's all of these unnatural things that it's causing in our bodies, and it's wreaking havoc, and it's throwing other systems off. Like, for me, it was digestion, but it's a cascading effect. So because I was teaching, I had to actually quit my job because I couldn't eat. But I still taught my classes, and I did that part-time. And while I was doing that and kind of pulling myself back together with the food, and then I went into the body products, I was committed to not putting deodorant with the chemicals, whether it was aluminum or propylene glycol or parabens or the myriad of things they put in deodorant to keep us from sweating and the odor. Because of the estrogen issues and because of it being so close to the glands and the breast tissue, I was using lemon juice and I was spraying fragrance, which I, you know, all the same chemicals were in the fragrance, but I was just trying anything to keep the deodorant off my skin. And I failed at several different formulas. Like, they kind of worked, but for a very short term. And the issue was that I was teaching. And I was sweating a lot because I'm either dancing or, you know, moving people around, and I get very close to them because I touch them to adjust them. And I thought, there's just no way I can smell and be a professional, like, in this particular environment. I'm like, it just can't work. So I kept playing around, just mixing things, and then I mixed one, and I nailed it. And I could not believe that I not only didn't smell at the end of the day, but I actually smelled quite nice, like the honeysuckle or the jasmine or whatever we put in. And I was shocked. And the thing was, because I put nothing in it to harden it, to stiffen it, to hold it together, to fight bacteria. I put nothing in there, so I just put it in the refrigerator, like food, coming off the whole diet thing and coming off learning how to cook and how to deal with ingredients. I thought, well, it's easy. It's going on my body, just like things that go in my body. Ultimately, it's ending up in right. my body. So I'm just going to refrigerate it. And I was completely happy. And then I had a friend with breast cancer, and I have a business partner whom I adore, and she's younger. And I just said, just use it for me. You know, I'll feel better. And fast forward, people started giving it to people. It went to friends, to family, to friends of friends and family. And it just started to grow on its own. You know, there was never a plan to do this. And then I started getting orders. And then I teach out in California once a year in San Diego, and a bunch of the women there that I work with or that I teach found out, and they sent me home with a bunch of orders for stuff. And now I had to figure out how to ship it. And so then we went through that whole process of how do you package something that's unstable, right? Because in the business, the name of the game is to create stability. And to create stability, you need chemicals, period. Period. Like, so you have to either you have to put the chemicals in or you have to find another way. And so for us, that other way was just to refrigerate it.
I must say I'm very proud of you because of what you're doing. And again, I said, you know, I'm vegan, so I want to be careful what's going, not just in my body, but what's going on in my body. And I have to ask this question. How did you come up with the name?
Well, we actually had a lot of really great names, but Lastix is my stretch class, right? So I spent all these years dancing. I had a corporate career. I developed this stretch technique that came from, you know, the first half of my life that was spent dancing and training seriously, pre-professionally. And I took that and I turned it into a stretch and flexibility technique because I felt that everyone was working out and no one was stretching. And I just found it to be a little bit of an imbalance. And I had a knee surgery. I blew out my knee. And the doctor told me because my legs were so strong from dancing in one place, but they were so stretched out from stretching because of how dancers stretch, it pulled my knee right out of the socket. And so another life lesson, you know, it's either something really bad has to happen to me in order for me to, you know, figure out a way to fix it, essentially. And so after that experience, I created this stretch class. And we called that stretch class Lastix because of elasticity and flexibility.
Right.
And then because we're so small, the body line is so small, you know, we looked into having all these really fun names. And really the issue was that it's so connected to stretch. It's you know, it's for people who are sweating and it's for people who are active and it's people who are moving. And we didn't have the money to get lawyers and start trademarking names. So we said, let's just make it a spinoff. Because for us, even with the body line, you have to have a sense of flexibility in your thinking. Because there are some people that say, oh, I'm not putting it in the refrigerator. And other people say, what's the big deal? I could care less. You know, so there's a sense of the way we're conditioned. And everything I do, you're going to have to think, because I won't use chemicals, you're going to have to do something else in order for me to not include them. For example, I make a roll-on deodorant, and when you start mixing things, you see that you can completely understand why the chemicals go in, because I use some powders and I use a liquid. Well, the powders weigh more than a liquid, so the powders sink to the bottom, and this has come up with a lot of the nut milks and the different juices where there's like heavier matter in the liquid, so it sinks to the bottom. So the big companies put chemicals in to either blend that and emulsify it together or to suspend it in the formula, which is, I know they use propylene glycol for that, which is antifreeze. I'm not a big fan of that ingredient. Now they're using something called propanediol, which I'm also not a fan of. So I said, well, really, if the stuff sinks to the bottom, why can't we just shake it? You know, and it seems to be completely reasonable. And for the customer who wants to keep this the chemicals off, shaking it or refrigerating it or anything else I might come up with is not a big deal, right? Because it's worth it. That was, for me, I was not willing to trade one pollutant for another for the convenience, because I don't, you know, we put little nail polish mixing balls in. You shake it, it mixes. And so I feel like that's not unreasonable. And you don't necessarily need to have the chemicals to make it, to keep it all in one plate, all in one, you know, like mixed up if you're not using it, like to just suspend it. So there were, so a lot of things that we do, we always think about what's the way around it and what's the way around the common practices that have put us in this situation where chemicals are hidden in everything. And I would have to say I'm shocked at the amount of these chemicals that are estrogen mimickers and endocrine disruptors. And you can trace all of my health problems back to my endocrine system and my estrogen.
And see, and I always tell people that when you're trying to get healthy, for me, it's almost like the Trinity, you know, mind, body, spirit, you know, for me. You can't do one without the other.
Right,
so
I totally agree.
So it does make, because you, for me, you know, when I'm going out and I'm doing speaking engagements and I'm talking about health and wellness, this is what I address, that you can't do one without the other. If you have the, you know, you've conquered the mind, you got to get the spirit involved, and you got to get the body involved. It just works.
Right.
I mean, it works better when you're doing it that way. And the fact that you've, you know, done all this research, and unfortunately, you have to become ill in order for this to happen. But God does things in mysterious ways, because
right.
now
I totally agree.
You've created a product. You've created a product, because sometimes they say when they're, you know, the saying goes, out of your mess comes a message. I wouldn't
right.
have met you. Nat would have not mentioned anything about you. And then,
right.
you know, when we had the conversation, and I'm looking at your product, and again, I'm going to say this to everyone. Go out there and buy it. With me saying that, can you please tell those who just joined, you know, we have the creator of Lastix. Can you please tell them how to get in contact with you if they want to purchase the product, how they can do that, your social media handling? Let's get all of that, because I want people to
sure.
really purchase this product.
Sure. And also, because we do things a little differently, I also encourage people to email me if they have questions or they have any they want to know anything. I'm happy to share my knowledge with them on what I've learned so far. You know, even if it's health issues, I have a brilliant nutritionist that I'm, you know, I share lots of learning. And anyway, so I'll go back to the product itself. The product, our website for the body products is called lasticsbody.com. And it's, the Lastix is L-A-S-T, like Tom, I-C-S, like Sam. That's Lastix, and then body.com. And then on Facebook, we're just Lastix. On Instagram, we're Lastix. And on Twitter, we're Lastix. And my email for inquiries, you can just email help or feel free at lastix.com.
Donna, where do you see yourself in the company in 5 years?
Well, it's interesting. We just opened a store yesterday here on the Upper East Side in New York. And
Yeah,
thank you. It's been really fun. And I think, you know, the thing for people – you know, people will say, oh, you got to go on Shark Tank. Like, there's nothing out there like this. And, oh, you got to get investors. And I keep trying to explain to them, it can't be done that way, right? Because, again, you go back to products that need to survive a life cycle. And the longer the life cycle is, the more chemicals that need to be in there to stabilize it. So I see us always making it ourselves. Now, not that it's going to be just a couple of us, but, you know, we would build out. You know, someone said to me the women in California, when they asked me, how am I going to make them all these deodorants that they wanted? I said, I'm going to get a bigger bowl and a bigger spoon. And I think that's kind of how I see it going, right? So we get a bigger kitchen. We add in more people. Then we go, but it will always be this way. It will never be a situation where I go into a factory, because the minute you go into a factory, you need to have precautions. Yeah. The other thing that's key is that if there's water in a formula, and this is what people need to look for, is the water. If there's water in it, there has to be a chemical, because water grows bacteria, fungus, mold, whatever. It's the water and the moisture. So, you know, I say, like, people are going, oh, paraben-free and phthalate-free and all these frees, but really it would be great if it was water-free, because the water is what causes the problem. So my deodorant has no water in it. We don't make products with water in it. The only product I make with water in it is a foot spray for, like, after you work out, your feet get dirty, or summer sandal weather, or, I mean, people are using it for absolutely everything. I made it for my feet, but that's, you know, besides the point. And because there's water in that, I know that I have to put something in there. Now, I would prefer to just use alcohol because I will not put in a paraben. I will not put in any of these preservatives that are suspicious. And I still don't think we're getting the full story on most of them. And so I throw alcohol in. And then so if the alcohol goes in, then I throw in a little aloe and a little glycerin just to offset any drying thing. And it doesn't dry your skin. The alcohol kills the germ, or the witch hazel kills the germs. And there's water, and then it's safe. You know, there's nothing in there is going to hurt you. But at the, on the flip side, there's not going to be little green things growing in it either, which is the problem. Right? So you can't ding the companies for putting it in there, because if they didn't put it in, there would be green fuzz. And product would be unusable, and customers would be upset because it would last maybe a week or 2 weeks, and it would be covered. And then they'd waste their money. So that's not reasonable. Or bacteria can cause infections. It's not safe. So it's really about where you choose to be. If you make it yourself, it costs the least, but it costs the least, but it takes a lot of time. And people don't have the time. So then you go to the middle road, mm-hmm. and you have someone like me make it for you. Or you have, you know, in food it's like the bakeries, or it's where you know, or restaurants where you're going to eat the food that's being made for you. And then on the other side, and then the cost starts to go up. And then on the end, you have like the Walgreens, right, where it's gone through a major supply chain. It's gone through major distribution channels. There's millions of units out there. And it still has to get into your home and look creamy and smell nice and not separate and not smell bad. You know, it's got to perform. And the only way to do that is with chemicals and synthetics. It's not possible with natural ingredients.
See, for those tuning in, we have Donna Flagg. She is the creator and the inventor of Lastix. It's a line of home, handmade, non-toxic body products designed for people, again, with active lifestyle. I can speak about my experience. I mean, I know you're talking about it smells nice. I can say this because, you know, people are going to think you're biased. I personally tried the honeysuckle citrus, and I put it in the refrigerator, Donna, when I finished using it, my husband. Okay, this is a secret. My husband uses it also, okay?
They all do.
It.
I hear that
now,
all the time.
I'm looking at it. I'm like, it's almost done, you know, completed. Who's using this? And, of course, it's only him because that's the only other adult we have.
Well, at least
household.
You're not looking at hairs like I have. Like, I get, like, men's armpit hairs.
No,
so I'm like, it's a dead giveaway.
I'm not lying. I'm looking at it now because I actually wax. And I'm looking at it right now. You said it. I didn't want to say it, so I'm glad you said that. I'm sure he's going to, like, thank you, Jackie, for putting our business out there. But,
exactly.
There's hair on it. And I constantly wipe it off, and then I use it because I think that's just so gross. But he likes it because I asked him. I told him to try it. And we were going somewhere, and he's like, what's that smell? Because it appears to me when my body temperature goes up, that's when I smell the honeysuckle more. I smell
Isn't
more of
great?
The honeysuckle. Yes.
So, I know.
So he asked
I know.
Me, and I told him, and now he's trying it. So, Donna, who is your model and why?
I'm sorry, can you say that again?
Sure. Who is your role model and why?
Oh, gosh. You know, I tend to have...
You got to pick one.
Yeah.
You can only pick
one.
One,
okay. So there was a woman who started me in my career, and she hired me at Chanel, like, 30 years ago or more. And... I've just really modeled myself after the way she conducts herself, but she touched me. You know, she was this crazy, wonderful, high-profile company, and I was dyslexic in school as a kid, so I came out of school not in good shape. And then this woman puts me on, like, the number one account at Chanel, and it was a second chance for me, and I was, like, reborn, and I had this beautiful career and because of her. And so I'm forever moved by the faith she had in me, and I've learned every step of the way. Even just yesterday, she helped me bring some stuff into a store, and I said, you know, can you just give me what you think and show me? And there she was, making us better and making us learn and grow, and I just love her. And we've kind of spanned years and years professionally, in and out. You know, in the beginning, I was so attached to her, I just followed her everywhere. And then I was like, okay, I need to go out on my own. But I definitely feel like she was probably the biggest mentor and role model of my professional life. And then, of course, on the dancing side, I have the dance teachers that raised me, that were my role
right.
models. But that's a different life.
Donna, why is it important that women work together?
You know, it's funny. I hear a lot about women working together, and maybe because this particular woman started me out, but I've had the most wonderful experiences working with women.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard, you know, where that's not the case, and I've always been perplexed by it. But they understand each other, A, and they support each other, and they have similar life experiences, and they can provide a kind of motivation that men can't. I mean, it's just, it's bonding. And if there's mutual respect between women, I just find it to be such a great enriching experience. And like I said, I was in cosmetics my whole life. And the industry is filled with women mostly. If I would say, gosh, on the corporate level, I don't ever remember working for a man. Once I did at Barney's, and
right,
you know, that's all I knew were women in the workforce, and I was really lucky because they were extraordinary. And look what I've done just from being supported and kind of like shoved up the food chain by them all. You know, they all had faith in me. They all told me I could do it. They, whatever it was, you know, that I was doing, and they just led the way if they were in front of me, or they supported me if they were behind me. And it's just been amazing. And it's been such a positive experience. I mean, I've had an amazing career, and it's because of the women, you know, so that's why
right.
I find it always very interesting, because I just have not had that experience where it gets nasty or ugly or difficult or at all.
Oh, that's wonderful. What book are you currently reading right now?
Well, let's go back to that. I'm dyslexic, you know, so it's hard. I don't do a lot of reading.
Wait. Or listening on tape. What book are you listening to on tape?
Yeah, I'm not.
Okay.
And yeah, it's the reading is really, I don't know. And I'm a writer. I wrote a book, you know, I wrote two books, so I'm not sure. I can't explain that either. But I used to say I can write, but I can't read. I can eat, but I can't cook. This is before I had to learn to cook. And I can dance, but I can't sing. So I'm like, well, if that's a glass half empty, glass half full. I can either look at what I'm doing or what I'm not doing. But yeah, it's really laborious for me. It just takes forever. But I do read, like, you know, I tend to like self-help and spiritual things I read, but nothing gets finished because it takes me forever.
So with that said, what would you tell your 16-year-old self? If you can go back in time, what would you tell the younger Donna?
I would tell her exactly what my father told me at 16, which was follow your heart. And he also said, get up every morning. He said, make sure, check in with yourself every morning when you get up and look and check in to see that you're looking forward to whatever you're going or whatever you're doing or where you're going. And he said, and if you wake up with a sense of dread, move on, get out and move on. And that was, and I've had a wild ride for a career, and it's been exhilarating the whole time. And so that would be my, even though it was advice I got, it was good advice, so I'd give it to myself. I'd give it back to myself.
You know, and I like that, because for me, I consider myself right now, I'm on a wild ride, and I'm enjoying the journey. I think so. You often hear people talk about, okay, you know, just look forward to the destination. I want to enjoy the journey, so when I get to the destination, I can appreciate it. So appreciate it much more. So I think that's great advice that he's given you. What in your life has given you, Donna, the greatest satisfaction and fulfillment?
Dancing. For sure. I mean, it's hard now because I'm older and I can't really dance as much, so it's frustrating. But, you know, people talk about just different sources of love and joy and freedom, and that's where I've got, that's where I've gotten it. It's where I've had it. Even teaching sometimes, I can find it, but it's a gift, and that's what my gift was. It was to feel that and experience that feeling.
Are there, what do you have on the next? What's next? What's next for Donna?
Well, I have tons of products I want to make. I have ideas for products. And I also have all the products I make for myself, like lip balm and toothpaste and pit powder and body scrub and detox mask. Like I make all my own stuff. So, you know, I would like to get that in the pipeline and start to keep adding products. So I see everything that I can make without chemicals being part of this. And then on the dancing side, you know, I just see continuing to bring instructors in or just trying to get, because it also feels amazing. Like it's just an amazing technique. And I feel like the more people it can touch, the more we have opportunities to help people feel better in their daily lives. And so that's what we're working on now. And so I see both, each company is really small. So I'm hoping, I see them both growing into healthy businesses, but that remain true to this. They remain true to this very personal thing that I've taken on, which is to help people feel better and be healthy in their bodies and enjoy it, enjoy being in their bodies, you know, because they feel good as opposed to whatever, what I went through, which was not feeling good.
Right. Donna, for those women and men that are out there that basically they want to work, they understand what their purpose is, they've just discovered it. And so often we know what we want to do, but we don't take that walk. You took that leap. You jumped right into it. For those out there that want to do something, but their significant other or maybe their mother or parent is telling them you can't do it, can you speak to those out there that want to do it? Can you give them some words of wisdom to help them to decide, you know what, yes, go ahead and do it? What would you say to
Sure.
those people?
Sure. So there's two prongs to that. As I said, having grown up in school, not knowing I was dyslexic, it was a total disaster. And while I lived with growing up, K through 12 was, you can't do it, you're stupid, you're, you know, whatever, it was my problem. It was that I was all of these things that were wrong with me and I would never really amount to anything. And then, thank God, I went into a performing arts school and I could dance. And so I got, you know, my self-esteem all came from that. But then I was in a performing arts college and I started to actually get really good grades. And then I thought, well, they were totally wrong because I'm not stupid. And then that was a whole journey for me. Then I went to University of Pennsylvania and Temple University when I was out in Philly. And then I came to New York and I went to grad school and I just kept testing what I'd been told. And then eventually I was like, you got to let it go. They were wrong. And so I'm adamant that no one knows what you can or cannot do and no one knows what's right or wrong for you than you. And that is a personal journey that we all take to discover that for ourselves. And the minute someone thinks that they know more or the minute someone thinks that they have insight into what you can or cannot do is the minute in my mind's eye, I say, well, there's reason to question that at the get-go. And don't let someone do it. Just don't let someone tell you what you can or can't do. That's one thing. The other thing is the economics of it, right? Because I have a lot of freedom. I don't have a family. And I had a great career for a long time. And so the level of responsibility that I have towards other human beings is very low. I'm in a relationship, but he also is we both have a lot of freedom and we both have a lot of independence. And so there's that reality that, you know, years ago when I did have to work and for a paycheck, like and support myself, something like this would not have been possible. So I think that financially it's a huge thing. You need somewhere funding needs to come from, somewhere. It doesn't matter where, but it's expensive to go out and, you know, go, well, I don't know, because you can't, you're doing it. I mean, every individual person has their own circumstances, But I like to just say that part has to be planned out because it's very unpredictable. Like going out and doing what you want to do, there's no safety net there. And like you said, I was on a wild ride and I am on a wild ride. You're on a wild ride. So there needs to be some safety mechanism in place. And it's worth thinking that through first and having a plan on, you know, if things go this way or things go that way, what's my backup?
Yeah,
but if you can do it and someone's telling you can't, what's that?
No, I said, and you also have to sacrifice. And I don't think a lot of people realize when you're becoming an entrepreneur, it sounds wonderful, it sounds sexy, but you have to sacrifice. There's a lot of sacrificing involved in this.
Right. Well, the mainly is time. Like I've seen a lot of people, I've had people come to me and say, oh, let's, you know, will you help me write a book? Will you do this? Will you do that? And then, you know, I'll say, yeah, let's, you know, I can make time, whatever, Friday at 4. And they'll be like, oh no, I'm going out drinking Friday at 4. I'll be like, oh, okay, well then, this isn't really, you're not really, this, you know, not really, you know, you have to really, really want it. And,
yeah.
You know, I've had that happen to me a bunch. You know, they'll say they want it, and then you have to want it enough because for me, it's the time that it takes, and that time is going to come from somewhere else.
Right. I agree. What do you do to unwind, Donna?
I'm going to be totally honest
with
you.
Dear God.
It's
wait,
a little
wait
funny.
A minute. Let me catch my breath. My breath because it took you a minute to say that, and I'm trying to tell people, and I constantly tell people that they have to create a balance. You can't just work. So
right.
You had me fearing for my life, dear God. Okay, what is it?
So the only way, you know, you can tell just probably by my intensity that my mind goes a mile a minute. So The only way I can kind of, it's going to sound so crazy, but the only way that I can veg is if I turn on crime TV. And everyone's like, you would think that would be so upsetting and, like, awful. You know, it's like Law and Order and CSI and Forensic Files, like, all the clues. But it's more the like, it just puts my mind in the mystery of it. And that's really the only way I can veg because it draws my thoughts into something that I'm curious about because it makes me feel curious. And that's how I go through life, which is why I never stop working. But that seems to be the best way, like when I'm done and it's time to shut down, but I'm not ready to just go to sleep, then I can put on crime TV. And I had a funny thing. So I had my cortisol levels tested, and my cortisol levels were going up at 10 o'clock as I'm on my way going into bed. And then they spike while I'm sleeping. Cortisol, by the way, is the stress hormone. So they spike while I'm sleeping, and then when I get up in the morning, I'm totally fine. So like, how bizarre is that, and how odd, and who gets stressed out on their way into bed? And my boyfriend is like, well, maybe it's because before you go to bed, you're watching like murder and all these awful crimes. Like, oh, you know, it's a good point. So, but for some reason, it shuts down my brain. I know,
you know
it seems counterintuitive,
and I can understand
but.
That. No. It's not because you're a type A person. Obviously, I can tell you're hyper. And we're like almost, for me, I think we're the mirror image because I am so hyper. I can't exercise at night because I won't ever sleep. I can survive on 4 hours sleep. And I'm constantly thinking. It takes a lot for my mind. So I meditate at night. So it takes a while. If I sleep 8 hours, my body is just not feeling well or something. I'm constantly on the go. It's so hard for me to shut it down, turn it off. So I try to, do things like when I have a quiet moment, just not speak. And that's rare because obviously you could tell I love to talk. So I'm exactly like that. I can veg on television and I'll have 5 books in the bed. My husband wants to throw me and the books out of the bed because I can read 5 or 3 books at one time and I know what's going on. So, I'm just crazy like that. I can't shut it down. And
yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I can relate to that, but I also think growing up dancing so intensely that I do sleep, and that's a godsend because I can you know, I don't know if you know anything about Jack Russells, but I always could relate to a Jack Russell, because if you let them go, they'll run and run and run up the fence, under the fence, over the fence, around and around and around and around and around.
They're
and when
hyper.
They're done, they fall down and they just pant and go to sleep. Like, that's how I feel. Like, I go full out and then I collapse. But I also think because of the physical awareness that I have and the physical rigor that I put my body through, I feel like just from my, as a kid, I would, because I would dance all day, or I would dance hard after school, and I could, and the energy was depleted. So my body knows how to relax when I lay down. It's my mind. So between the two, I either sleep or I zone out on crime TV.
Yeah, see, that's it. I think my body can, but my mind just goes on and on and on and on. Wow, this was really a pleasure speaking with you. Donna, can you please give out your contact information again, social media handle, because I want to make sure, again, for those just tuning in, we have Donna Flagg. She is the creator, the inventor of a body product, deodorant specifically, that doesn't allow Jackie Charles to sweat. Now I perspire, and my perspiration is just lovely. I feel like Irish Spring, or, you know, those commercials back in the day. So, yeah, she's the creator of Lastic. So can you please kindly give out your contact information, please?
Sure. So the body products are on lasticsbody.com, and then the kind of the parent company is just straightlastics.com. Either one of those sites you can go to and get through to the other one. There's a big panel that says click through to visit our body store or click through to visit our stretch. And then we're just Lastics on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. And my email, if anyone has any questions, you're welcome to reach out. The email is feelfree@lastics.com.
Next week, okay, I just want to tell everyone before, you know, we leave, and Donna, before I, you know, sign off with you, I want you everyone to tune in next week. We're going to have three amazing women on the show, Nicole, Gail, and Jessica. They're with Zenevo, and that stands for Zenith Evolution. We're talking about these ladies. This is NASCAR, okay? This is a company that's going to have female drivers, and I think a few of the women actually worked for NASCAR. Aerodynamics and everything. This is going to be phenomenal. So these cars are going to be driven by women, and we're going to have the founder on the show along with one of the race car drivers. And I think that I'm pretty sure Danica Patrick, I think that's her name, the famous female NASCAR driver, she's also under their umbrella. So, you know, when I have this show, I talk about women, you know, kicking butt and doing things, taking names later. We have Donna on the show today, and we're going to have the three, you know, amazing women next week. So Donna, basically, they're going to do the driving, and they have invited us to go out to do some laps, and I think they're in Carolinas. I just can't wait for next week just to do the show. But Donna, thank you for keeping me dry. Thank you for allowing me to smell honeysuckle supple.
Yeah, well, thank you for having me. I really enjoyed talking with you.
I do too. I enjoy talking with you. And anything that you have, any products, please let me know, and I'll, you know, share it on my page, because I can see Whole Foods will be calling you. All these other companies are going to be calling you, because we want you stocked up to capacity so we can buy the stuff. Yes, it will be refrigerated, but that's okay. That's okay.
So probiotics are refrigerated. Thank you.
Oh, my God, I was just thinking about that. So you can actually do that. So that could be right next to you when you're picking up your probiotics. You can pick this up as well.
Yeah.
But, again, Donna, thank you for being on the show. We have, again, Ms. Donna Flagg. Tune in next week when we have the team from Zenevo Racing. They'll be on next week, the three ladies, Nicole, Gail, and Jessica. So, everyone, have a great holiday. Be safe. Don't drink and drive. You know, call cabs. Or call Lyft or one of those people. So, again, thank you, everyone. Have a good night. And, Donna, I'll definitely keep in touch with you, okay?
Yes, I look forward to it. Thanks for your support, Jackie.
Okay, bye-bye,
okay.
Sweetie.
Bye-bye.
You're
now.
Awesome. Bye-bye.
When you don't go to GEICO.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming. I'm loud! Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
It's fall. Time to get focused, gear up, and get ready at Cabela's Fall Great Outdoor Days. Save 30% on select Herder's hunting boots and waders. Get $50 off a Diamond Infinite Edge Pro Bow Package. 20% off all in-stock Barnes ammo. And take 30% off Cabela's camp kitchens, furniture, and cots. Fall is here, so don't miss Cabela's Fall Great Outdoor Days. In-store and at Cabela's.com.